9:32 p.m.
Please. Oh, I shouldn't have to tell you that that time is incorrect. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that, my friends, is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. It is also the time we like to drink tea. Oh, it's good. Oh, yeah. I do like to drink tea. And I might imagine you are wondering, yeah, but who are you? Well, I'm the tea-drinking fool. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And the first thing I like to do after drinking tea is to get some numbers, because everybody loves some numbers. And who do we get the numbers from? That's right, none other than the numbers lady. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 151, number 269, number 313, number 478, number 560, number 571, number 980. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady, and I have to say that you are sounding much better today. Much, much, much better. So, let's drink some more tea in celebration. Oh, it's hot, but it's good. Oh, ooh. Yeah, okay. Hi, la la la. So delicious. Now, the next thing we need to do is, I don't know what I want to do today. I know. Let's listen to some random snippet of audio. Okay, here comes your random snippet audio for today.
He had a bookie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft.
I know. You introduced Jacqueline to us.
Above the contrast to those, very unique.
We have only to make a decision,
but it can be such a horrible decision.
Hi, everybody. It's Shane Feely with Auction Solutions. Today,
no,
we're
going to
go behind the gavel with Dan Hanneman and Annalie Klein.
Oh, the truth is, we'll be doing nothing of the sort. Instead, I've got to look in a box. I realize that sounds unusual. But there's some backstory here, but I look in a couple boxes. What are you doing? What's the cat doing in here? Did you just, yeah, okay, yeah. So we're doing all kinds of box action today. The kitty just did some kitty poops in the box. Yay, good babies. That's where you do the kitty poops, not on the floor. So we're remembering all that. That's good. But the cat box is not the box that I wanted to talk about today. There is another box in question. And here it is. And don't get me wrong, the cat's been interested in this box too, standing in it, messing around with it. What is this box? Okay, well, here's the story. Here's the deal. Here's what's going down. I got an email. I got an email from my friend Doug the other day. And he said, yeah, I was going through some stuff. And I found some stuff. Do you want it? And I said yes. Because he included a small photograph of some of the stuff he found. So last night I went over to his house. And he said, okay, not only did I find that stuff that I mentioned, I also found some other stuff. So here it all is. Do you want it? And I said yes. So we threw it all in a box and I brought it home. What is all of this stuff? This is some interesting old stuff from when Doug and I had a band. And, oh, this is just great, because this was a while ago, and this is ridiculous, because Most of this stuff is diskettes, and I am not kidding. So yeah, Doug's been cleaning out some stuff, and back in the old days, you know, we had this band, and ever since then, a lot of stuff has happened. Stuff gets moved around, stuff gets put in storage, and it's only now that things are really starting to get straightened out. So I have this box in front of me of basically old band stuff, and item number one in the box, which is no longer in the box, I put it upstairs to preserve it, was a flyer, a band poster of a show that we did. We had played Barrio's Capital, this bar, this one particular bar downtown, and we had this, we were playing with this other band that was called Liquid at the time, but they ended up changing their name, regardless. This is a pretty nice poster. It's full color. It's 8.5 by 11. It's full color, full bleed. It's got our pictures on it, and oh my God, I look terrible. Oh yeah, because I'm remembering, oh, this is back when blah, blah, blah. This is like right after I got out of the hospital, and I was eating like a fool. And why does my face look so fat in this photo? This photo doesn't look anything like me. If you were to see this photo and hold it up to my face now, you would not think it was the same person. I am not going to show you this poster. I was thinking about scanning it or taking a photograph of it or something to show you. But no, at this point, you're not going to see it. But what we're going to do is go through the rest of this box. And so the first couple things that we have in this box are diskettes. Here's the thing with, here's a diskette holder with diskettes in it. And these are, small 3.5 inch diskettes. And these are all samples for our sampler. Yeah, how good of a band were we when we had this crappy gear? And of course, you know, there's how much memory is on one of these diskettes, like a meg or a meg and a half. There's because it took forever to load songs. It took like 4 or 5 minutes just to load a song that probably only took 3 minutes to play. And here's a bunch. Yeah, there's, I recognize some of these. Yeah, here's a good one, Rise in Arms If You Dare. Oh, there's just beautiful, beautiful samples in here, but can't do anything about it. Yeah, and here's diskettes for the operating system for the synthesizer. Here's a disc for playing one particular song live. Here's the disc for Darwin. Lots of voice samples. Some loops, some telemetry. More operating systems. So, yeah, there's like 20 or 30 discs there. Here's another stack of loose discs, and that's 10, that's 40 discs right there. Here's another stack of 20. Here's a little folder that's got Velcro seal. It's got 20 or 30 discs in it. This folder right here, this is the live show folder. All of these other discs are, you know, production stuff, but this little folder of discs, that's the show right there. There's also some cassette tapes in here. There's something on here. This is a tape that's labeled Pink Floyd Live, and I can guarantee you this isn't Pink Floyd. This isn't my handwriting or the handwriting of anybody I know. I have a feeling I know what this tape is. We were asked to soundtrack a show and somebody gave us something. This is what this tape is too. Yeah, here's another tape. We scored a play. We actually know somebody who did a stage adaptation of the Ed Wood movie Glenn or Glenda, and we had to do the music, both incidental and exegetic music for it. And this is the tape for that. This is the master. It says master Glenn or Glenda master. I don't know what the third word is. V-O-L-E-U-O-C-E. Unknown. Is this a four-track master? I don't know. Is this my handwriting? It might be. I don't know. But that might be a tape worth listening to, just to see what's up. All right, here's a few more loose diskettes. What am I going to do with these damn diskettes? I'm guess I just throw them in the damn trash. All right, and then also in the box, here's a silicone sports neoprene. Because what does it need to be waterproof? It's like a wetsuit for diskettes. Will probably hold 10 diskettes. I'm probably going to keep that and use it for something. Now we got some loose stuff on here. We got a post-it notepad with a chord progression on it. F, F, A sharp, C, F, C, G, G, B, D, G, D minor, A, C sharp, E, and then more and more and more. And here's a funny little note on a post-it that says, time compression started at 10:10 p.m. Don't play with that, Pippa. That's because this sampler, a synthesizer, it could do time compressions, which was pretty impressive for back in the day. The only problem is it took a long time. The kind of stuff that you would have to leave overnight. So we would start a compression at 10 o'clock at night, you know, end the day, and then hopefully by, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning or by noon the next day, that 30-second sample is now a 15-second sample. Oh, but it failed so often. It was so annoying. It was terrible. All right, the next thing we got in the box are postcards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 postcards that on one side are very obviously some of my artwork. This just has my style written all over it. This is a very peculiar style that is a combination between digital and analog, as in cut and paste, but this is not done on a computer. Oh no. This is some secret technique stuff. And on the back of the postcards is the logo for Bite and Bite, Cyber Cafe, and Empowerment Center in Rockbrook Village, with its telephone and fax numbers. This was a cyber cafe that we had a regular gig at. We played this place like every other weekend, if I remember correctly. And there's another little piece of scrap something in here. Yeah, September 6th and 20th, Saturdays, Bite and Bite Cyber Cafe. Friday, September 9th, and Sunday, September 28th, Stage Right Coffee and Tea Company, downtown. So here's a little list of our regular gigs during September. This would have been 1997. We were the house band at Bite and Bite, and we had regular shows at Stage Right Coffee. Coffee and Tea Company. So that's interesting. All right, and what else is it in the box? The next thing in the box is a box. It's a small box with my handwriting. It says, in Sonic documentation. Let's open it up. Oh, wow. I don't know how much documentation that's in here, but there's a lot of little cool stuff in here. Lots of little promotional materials. Here's a little piece of paper that has names that we were thinking of when we were trying to think of names for the band. So there are other options. Our band was also almost called Interrobang, or Cameroon. And at one point in time, Black Box was suggested. Wow, here's more stuff. Little, like, not quite business cards, but these are little cards that we used to hand out to send people to our website, because back in the day, back in 1997, nobody knew what a website was. Well, people were starting to learn. And so we would hand out these little slips of paper that would tell people our our URL, which is not this anymore. This band's website still exists. It's just not at this location anymore. And then here's more information on how to contact us. That's Doug's old phone number. What is this phone number for me? That must be my work phone number. Lots of these. There's a dozen or more of these. Wow. here's a ticket we printed up for some gig. Yeah, okay, remember, does anybody remember the bookstore called Borders Books and Music? Yeah, well, they used to have bands play, and they used to pay the bands in books. Ow, you're attacking my foot. Why are you attacking my foot? Ow, cat attack. Why are you attacking me? Don't attack. Ow. Why are you biting my foot? Why are you biting my hand? What the hell is going on here? Cat attack. Cat attack warning. Ow. Cat biting my wrist. Oh my God, I can feel the allergic reaction coming on already. Oh, histamines are being released. No, don't attack my foot. Why are you be- Ow! Ow, son of a bitch! What are you doing? Ow, this is a serious cat attack. Ow, why are you attacking me on the radio? That's so rude. Oh my God. Suddenly, my cat decides to go crazy and is biting my hand, and my wrist is bleeding where she bit me. And, oh, that was fun, and I'm getting a massive, massive histamine rush. Yeah, look at you stalking your ass up here. No more biting my feet. So why are you biting my arms? We're supposed to be doing work, and you're doing kitty attacks on me. The hell is going on here? Yeah, why are you attacking me? I'm being attacked by my cat. That's all I can say. Wow, and I can feel it in my nose and in my sinuses. Am I going to have to take some emergency drugs? My cat's ears are flat back and she's staring at me. This is attack mode. Get your kitty ass off the box. No, don't touch the cat. No. Oh, crap. I'm about to get attacked again. Oh, we have death in our eyes. Somebody's going to attack. My cat's ears are still flat and back. Okay, so also in this box are another 4 or 5 of the postcards for Bite and Bite. And as I was saying, there's a ticket in here. There's a ticket to one of our Borders shows. Of course, these shows were free, but we'd give out tickets, you know, just as a way to remind people that we are playing, here's the information, blah, blah, blah. And our band requests your presence at Borders Books and Music from 7:30 to 9 p.m. on Friday, the 28th day of February. Again, probably 1997. And then in small print, for an evening of musical entertainment hitherto unheard by mortal ears, be sure not to miss this momentous event at any cost. You will only be punishing yourself. Be good to yourself. Restore your burdened psyche. Fill the vacancy in your soul. Achieve wholeness in your lifetime. It's free. Yeah, some typical flowery language from me. Also, there's another ticket in here for my parents' band, May 2nd, from 5:30 to 7, Borders Books and Music. Come and relax, blah, blah, blah. A little less cheesy, but, you know, printing stuff up for my parents. Okay, now here's something weird. Here's an actual set list. It's a short one, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs. Where were we playing that? We were only playing 7 songs. It must have been with another band or something. But the song list is Newton, which is Newton's Pomegranate, Sue Me, Darwin, Love 303, Macy's L1011, Virgin, and Chant. And then down underneath, this is just a joke to me and my friends. Encore, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Obviously, we didn't play or even know how to play me and Julio down by the schoolyard, but, you know, that's just funny. Wow. And then under that, look at this. This is cool. Here is a bunch of J cards. Wow. Yeah, here's the front and the back masters for cassette J cards. Full color, full bleed. very beautiful, two up on a page for our first little funny little tape called Strange Attractors. Very cool art. Nice job, Tobe. You're welcome. Okay, and then here's some actual sheet music. Tom Jones. Tom Jones sheet music, because there was always sort of this weird idea that we might cover some like Tom Jones songs. And so here's actual piano sheet music for It's Not Unusual. Here's some more random art. And of course, yeah, here's another one that we were thinking about covering, Cecilia by Paul Simon. Oh, wow, this is interesting. Here's a funny little notebook I made. It says Thalo Blue Correspondence 91366111700 UTC. Okay, so this is September 13th, 1996. Classified information. Is there anything actually in this notebook? Yes, there's little faxes and stuff sent from Doug and me back and forth. Putting that aside, because that's going to be interesting. Here's a laminated... piece of art advertising the band. Oh my God. Here's a Mulberry Lane headshot. One of the earliest ones. Tobe, cool website. Best wishes, Mulberry Lane. Because yeah, at one point in time, we were almost going to do a website for them too. Here's some more postcards and oddball tickets, J cards and crap. Here's a weird little thing. Just a little hand built. Says, hey, you have to come out and see us this weekend or else no cookies for you. Saturday, July 12th, 8 p.m. to win. Bite and Bike at Cyber Cafe. And then Sunday, July 13th, 8 to 10 p.m. Stage Right Coffee, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so lots of promotional materials. And as we dig down into the rest of this box, oh, here's an interesting something. Okay, here's a flyer from some show. Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that we were involved in this show. We played with a bunch of people. Us, Maureen Evans Hansen, who you can also hear on Anon Radio sometimes in rotation, and a bunch of other people. Derek. Oh, a lot of people. Cool. Cool. I should set that aside, because that's neat. And, uh-oh, looks like we've found some lyrics. And with some strange writings of mine that I do not ever need to read out loud. Oh, here's the lyrics for Pika's Dream right here. I dreamt I was back in Hong Kong, Kai Tak Airport, smoking a cigarette. A clerk in the duty-free shop said she wouldn't take cash for a bottle of perfume. And that goes on. I remember that song. That's probably the only one I can remember the lyrics to, because it's the only one that had any words. Or very few. Anyway... now I gotta sort of sit up. There's another little box. Oh my God, there's a sticker in here. And this is a sticker to another band. Doug and I had a band before Thalo Blue called Mindshaft. This promotional little sticker. And what's in this other box that's in the box? Oh, a lot of maps. Yeah, okay, this is all uninteresting stuff. This is all actual manuals for that stupid, stupid synth. Such a pain to use. But anyway. But we made it work, and we sure looked cool being in a band doing cool band stuff. But yeah, I'm not interested in this box. This box will go directly back into the closet with all my synth documentation. This box I don't know what to do with, except I'm going to throw some of this other loose stuff in here. This is all like old band propaganda, which is cool. Don't know what to do with it, but I'll hang on to it for now. And then, of course, we got, oh my God, all of these damn diskettes, people. What am I going to do with all these stupid 3.5-inch discs? And why am I bleeding? Oh, that's right, cat attack. Yeah, so I'm bleeding in a few places. That's fine. Don't care. And then, of course, there's also this videotape that was in the box. But this videotape is not of my band. It's of other bands that used to play at the Cog Factory. Including, but not limited to, Guzzard, Unsane, Rasputin, and Hammerhead, and Rocket Fuel is the Key. All from 1996. I personally knew the guy who ran the Cog Factory. This funny little alternative do-it-yourself punk rock venue that was downtown for the longest time. And boy, do I have lots and lots of stories about that particular venue and some of the fun things that went down there. But this is not the time for that. Oh, and then I've got three books. I got three free books out of the deal. I'm pretty happy about it. Doug, when cleaning stuff up, he said, oh, by the way, see all these books on this table? You're welcome to any of these. These are just going to get donated to whatever. And I said, okay. So I looked at the few stacks of books, and there was three that I wanted. Three Ian Fleming and James Bond books, Dr. No, Goldfinger, and On Her Majesty's Secret Service. And they are all three the old Signet paperback printings from, this one is 19, well, the copyright is 1959. What, this is the 28th printing. I don't know, but I love these old printings. I used to have this entire collection, but back in the day, I sold a lot of my junk books when I needed rent money. And I sold all my Ian Fleming, James Bond stuff, knowing that I could find it again. The only reason I sold those books, I would never sell books that I could not get back again. But I know I'd be able to walk into any used bookstore anywhere and get these. But I haven't done that. This was like 30 years ago. or 25 years ago. So I actually got some of these books back. And so I will start reading those when I get done reading the book that I'm reading now. And now I'm getting nervous because the cat is looking at me like somebody's going to die again. And I have a feeling I'm about to be attacked. But I need to save this quasi-proto program. This was a very cool show that we did June 20th, 1997 with Maureen Evans Hansen. Boy, I hope SMJ is listening to this episode. He's never going to believe this. Because he's a Marine fan. How did he ever hear about her? I don't know. And now, I'm also really looking forward to reading this little dossier of our classified information, our correspondence. Doug and I used to fax each other back and forth from work, and I would save these faxes and stuff. That's what this is. But we'll get into it later. My throat's drying out, and it's time for me to go. You have been listening to the Dubious Oh, I Used to Be in a Band Back in the Olden Days Committee, a show that airs today and every day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.